we got a producer today. We got a live producer today.
Yeah. Tell me what you want me to Google. I'll fucking do it.
A little bonus person sitting off to the side of the podcast, like a little fairy godmother.
Do you want a chair?
No, I'm good. I don't want to be in anything. Just my voice. Welcome. I just want to be like God. Sorry. Like a big Jewish God. Sorry.
Welcome back to What in Tardation. It's a strange episode we have here today because I'm currently in the middle of a very brutal travel schedule. A lot of shows on the calendar coming to see you guys, which is why I'm currently puffing away on this and look like the human equivalent of the Ben Affleck cigarette meme. I'm just fucking...
That's a great meme.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude.
Except I can't divorce J-Lo because you guys are J-Lo and I love you. I love your big round butts and I love that you put them in seats at my comedy shows. Which, by the way, I've still got more of those coming up. So go over to ajwilkerson.com and check out all of the shows I have coming out and get your tickets to those shows. I have a special announcement coming soon. I can't tell you all of the details yet, but I'm filming another special. I know the date and the location. I just can't tell you yet, but there's more details. I've got to get locked in, and as soon as I have those and it is available to you all, I will let you know and we will put those on sale. Again, we do not have a regular episode for you this week. We kind of have a special episode. Because of all the travel and the fast turnarounds and everything, we couldn't coordinate a guest for this week. But instead, we thought, hey, we've done over 40 episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you guys, a lot of you guys have watched some of those episodes. But some of you guys have not watched a lot of those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we might give you a quick recap of our first 40 episodes, even though we've been through some changes and we have some things we're going to have to leave out because of some people who are no longer with us. They're not dead. They just ain't here.
Dead to us.
Yeah.
They're kind of dead.
They're kind of dead.
Let's call a fucking spade a fucking spade.
Yeah, we're not going to dead name anybody, but they're gone. And so we thought, hey, you know what? Let's without ruining anything, let's look back at some of our fondest memories of the podcast so far. Welcome to the very first What in Tardation podcast best of episode.
Yes!
Welcome back to the Tard Yard.
Okay, great. Let's start with Sean Flanagan's episode.
Hannah,
how do you say her name?
Rushline.
Hannah Rushline and Sean Flanagan.
Yes. Hannah Rushline, Sean Flanagan. I love that episode because I love Sean and he's so funny and nice. Wait. And
we had Hannah guest host with us for the Sean episode.
Yes. Correct.
Didn't we have an episode before that?
Yep.
That was me, you, Hannah, and Taryn?
No.
No. We should have. That would have been a good episode.
That would have been very unhinged.
Hannah and I would have just rubbed pussies.
Actually,
the time.
Speaking of, I was thinking about this for the Pacific Northwest trip. Now that we have the wireless mics, which we didn't have the first time we did that, me, you, Hannah, and Sydney, the other Sydney, we can do a podcast at the dinette table in the RV.
Let's do it. Yeah.
And then me, you, and Hannah.
Yeah.
Can do like a trip recap podcast or like a thing that when it's like, cause Sydney goes back after Portland.
Okay.
So then, Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, it'll just be the three of us.
Okay.
So we can do a podcast at any point during that. Like last trip that night, we sat around the bonfire. We can do like a bonfire.
We should
episode,
do a bonfire episode
or a segment. We could literally split the trip up into segments and podcast, like do a little segment at each along the way or something.
That would be cool. Every night, just do like a...
like a 15-minute recap or something.
Yeah, what do they call those? AARs?
Yeah, an after-action report.
Yeah.
After a who?
After-action report. It's a military thing in the Army. After you do something, you have an AAR.
We could do an after-assin report.
What?
An after-assin report, and then we just be like, we've been horsing around and being jackasses all day, so let's talk about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been horsing around and committing jackasseries all day. So. Yeah.
Now we're gonna show our ass.
Yeah, we fucked around. We found out. Now we want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be fun. That would be.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet Sydney.
You'll like Sydney. Sydney's cool.
He spells his name S-I-D-N-E-Y, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Pussy.
His dude, Sydney.
Okay. No, actually, my childhood, there were three Sydneys, and it was me, another girl who spelled it differently, and then this fucking cool-ass black dude who spelled his name exactly like that, so.
Very cool.
Already good vibes.
Great.
Yeah.
We love that.
Love that.
Okay, so Sean Flanagan and Hannah.
Rushline. Sean is the, for a little, like, info, Sean is married to someone who is in the Navy, I think.
Yes, Sean is a Navy husband.
Cute. And he helped start the Tokyo Comedy.
He
helped start the Tokyo Comedy Club.
I love Sean, but I didn't remember anything we talked about in that episode until you just said that.
And that's okay. It was called Flow versus Force, episode 27. If anybody wants to go back and look at it, watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sean Flanagan, Navy wife, spend some time.
Navy wife with a dick.
Yeah.
With an ass pussy.
Yeah, just a handsome, big-dicked Navy wife, Sean Flanagan. Spend some time in Japan. Help start, the American, the expats comedy scene in Japan. Help build the entire English-speaking stand-up scene in Japan. We had a fantastic time with him, along with our very, very good friend, Hannah Rushline, who went on that road trip with us across the Pacific Northwest in the RV that we did before, that we're about to do again. Oregon, Washington. See you soon. What was your favorite? Would you have a favorite moment from the episode?
Yes, it's a small moment. It was storming that day, and Sean was talking, and out of nowhere, it was just like, boo, boo, boo. And he stopped and paused, and then he went, it's God's angry because I'm gay. This past Friday was awesome, and I went and I didn't write out what I wanted to talk about. I just had three things, and I was like, these three topics I want to explore, and I just kind of went up without a plan.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun, and it's like, I want to do more of that at Mike's.
We're writing on stage almost.
Yeah, where I'm
just
fucking around with some stuff.
It's just God angry at me because of the gay thing.
I know, same.
The storm just follows me around.
And that he is correct.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite episode moment.
My favorite episode moment was any time Hannah would use some backwater Southern Indiana saying.
Oh, she does that a lot.
You know what I mean?
I'm a child of the corn.
Yeah, she does that a lot.
Yeah.
That would actually be a really funny little clip to just clip in here, all her weird little
I should
sayings.
Go back and just clip all of her little country-ass phrases.
That would be fucking funny.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, exactly those kinds of things. Just I ain't seen that in a, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to say the other one, but I was like, that's more Southern, and Hannah wouldn't say that. And
yeah.
But yeah, just some of her sayings and the way she will, Hannah does the same thing. One of my uncles, one of my dad's brothers will do, where he'll make a really good point in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah. And then as he goes, eventually he forgets the point that he was making, and then just trails off into just those Southern platitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that those are my favorite things. So check out some clips from our episode with Sean Flanagan and Hannah Rushline.
If I hang too long at the office, I'll turn into a mean girl. I just am outing myself. I'm sorry, you're gay. I have to talk to you, let you know. And Bobby, I'm 40 years old, and I've been meditating for the past 4 years, and I like want equanimity for all people, and I like want to use my platform for like bigger shit than my pussy. And this is it's a change. But the point
you're going real big.
that's what my mind went with, but I was like, I don't know if we're close enough yet. I was like, I'm just gonna sit on that one.
X Games big. All right.
Sean, you got some real ambitions here.
I do. I'm trying to help. I want to be a helper. Oh, God, fuck. Make me a helper or make the rapture real. One way or the other. I got 5 good sets left. I am fatigued.
I got 5 good sets.
Every day I don't get killed by an incel who's also a fan. I'm like, whoa, look at this.
Oh, my God.
Woo, some razzle dazzle.
Oh, my God. Now that I've been here for like 5-6 months, I'm just starting to like be okay with like failing a little because I feel like people, you know, might know me enough that like if it's one bad set, one bad part that doesn't go well, it's not like, oh, he's, you know.
Yeah, he's just trying something new.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
less I'm on stage, the better my reputation. So, Bobby, I'm a different person. If I'd have started comedy in my 20s, I'd been flying around off an unhinged cunt just like you see. Across the genders, I'd have been one of the worst. Probably just like, you know, dead in the lap of somebody at the store. It's, you know, off of
what
Coke.
Store?
The comedy store.
Oh. I was picturing you dead at a Ross Dress for Less.
I'm like, Bob, I've been there too.
That's where you go to die.
Yeah, I think to it.
Bury me at a Buffalo Exchange, like you said.
Dead in Tokyo, the on-base supermarket.
Exactly. Exactly. Medic.
Medic.
Most comics are just like humans. They're just disgruntled and they're not moving their own shit around in a healthy way. So like when I come back in, I'm always like, oh fuck. Yeah. I forgot people are talking like that. And there's no judgment. I'm a shit brick. I'm a historic 40-year-old. Run back the tapes. I'm in trouble.
Run back the tapes.
I mean, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's hilarious.
Read the transcript.
All that beautiful bean footage.
I'm fucked, bro. I sound worse than the founder of Papa John's and exactly the same. I'm in trouble. I'm from Indiana. We said stuff. And I'm 40, you know?
Oh, it was a different time.
My first friendship bracelet spelled retard. It's worth, if you look at everything, it's a lot.
But yeah. Your most recent friendship bracelet also spelled retard.
They gave it to me.
Oh.
I love that. Yeah, she'll lose the plot and then just be like, yeah, so, anyways, you can't...
Just love yourself and do yoga.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good Hannah.
Okay, great. Episode...
If you get the chance, you want to suck Reggie Miller's dick. You know, you want to shake Larry Bird's hand. You want to shake Larry Bird's hand, but you want to suck Reggie Miller's dick. As a lifelong Pacers fan.
Yeah. She's a little... Oh, shit. She's a little lower.
A lifelong Pacers fan.
Yeah. okay, great. Episode 28, Will Gunderson.
The giggle pig.
Ooh. Oh, gigger pig Willie Gunderson, dude. That was definitely, I think, my favorite moment from the episode of Will Gunderson. That episode is very funny. That's like a very like riffy episode.
Yeah.
Like very very bit heavy comedy episode.
Yeah.
If that's what you're listening for. But I think my favorite was when I told him he looked like a pocket sized Nazi or like a Hitler youth.
Yes, Hitler youth.
It was Hitler youth. Because he is very small, but very blonde and blue-eyed. And you're just like, like a carry-on Nazi. You know what I mean? And not a Nazi at all. Very lovely man. Just exactly what they were going for. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And you also said that he had Harvard brain, but Proud Boy face, and that made me laugh a lot.
Yes.
That was a good... I think my favorite part of the episode is he said something really intelligent, and I just, like, looked at him, and I go, wow, you're actually smart, or something. I told him he was, like, actually smart, or he's not dumb, or something. You remember?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, you're not an idiot at all? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that, and then what I think my other... favorite highlight throughout the episode is like Will has his like that short little like the laugh, and then yeah, and then his like laugh giggle mixed with your like laughs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like
yeah. Yeah. And then
Oh,
and the
adorable.
Back and forth is very fun. So fun. Check out that episode with special guest Will Gunderson and who was Will?
Hannah Rushline. We also talked about his brother being a part of Kellogg. Remember? Because we talked about
Yeah, big marketing brother. Yeah. And that is a good one.
Wait, what?
We talked about the Pop-Tart movie too. Yeah, because Will's brother works for Kellogg.
Yes.
Yeah, so we did a little deep dive into the Pop-Tart movie.
Crazy. Yeah, it was funny. We said something, it's like, wait, so you do comedy and your brother works in marketing, but your brother knows, like, you've never met Jerry Seinfeld and your brother knows him.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you say Jerry Seinfeld or Jerry Springer?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld, because he was...
Pop-Tart movie.
Pop-Tart movie.
I don't... Maybe Springer? Jerry Springer was in there.
No,
I don't know.
He wasn't.
There were a lot of cameos in that Pop-Tart movie, and somehow none of them made it better.
What am I even doing?
Yeah,
here?
Don't watch the movie. Just listen to our episode.
Check out some clips from our episode with Hannah Rushline and Will Gunderson. And it, like I said, if you like the riff episodes, check out the full version.
You've got Hitler Youth all over you.
It's the first joke I ever wrote.
But you're like one of the ones where like at the camps, the boys, you know, you would have had to just be like Hitler's little pet, you know?
I view myself as like definitive proof that the Aryans are not the superior race. Like, this cannot be the peak of the food chain.
Well, I was going to say, if the Nazis had been built on your body
type, my gosh.
Like, more Jews would be alive.
Oh, we would have gotten creamed by the French.
Who's the...
I love you took it to a baguette place. I was already in a bad spot, and you just taking it. So I'm like, I'll go there.
You know the little German scientist from the Captain America movie?
Yes.
The short... Dude, just a young...
Strapping, obviously.
Yeah, you're like the Nazi
strapping people to tables and experimenting on them, dude.
God, full circle, my twin brother that is very successful works for Kellogg, the company that makes Pop-Tarts.
I wanted you to tell me more, but I had a feeling you would.
I got there, and I learned about that movie not from, like, Instagram or anything. It was him posting on LinkedIn so proud of the movie we made with Jerry Seinfeld.
That is hilarious.
And then as comics, I'm like, I can't believe Jerry Seinfeld would go do a project like
Ironically,
that.
Ironically, that movie has entered your brother's political arena now.
As a comic, I'm like, why the fuck am I on LinkedIn? That was the first thought.
I love that your brother's not a comic and he has a credit with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Your brother is not a comic and has a credit with Jerry Seinfeld. You are a comedian with a LinkedIn. Yeah. Those things are backwards.
Thank you so much, AJ. I'm going to self-immolate in the parking lot.
The fact that you're from Iowa and know what self-immolate is or would even, like, support it, just we're progressive. We're getting somewhere.
I made it far. I made it out to the south.
Yeah, Bubby. I flew the coop as far from Indiana as Chicago. But, as you know, a night and day situation.
Oh, baby. Holy shit, yeah.
The state my goodness.
The state that founded the Klan to the most segregated place in America.
Don't tell me about my hometown. I can say it, but that hurts my feelings.
You're, like, smarter than you look.
Why do people... Everybody said... I've heard that so much. My driver's ed teacher told me that. Do you know how bad I'm
as your parallel parking.
Yeah, so you're like smarter than you look. I'm like,
you know what? Yeah, you
how fucking dumb did I look?
Oh, God. You got Proud Boy face. Yeah. Harvard
brain, you do, and that. Your brother's got a credit on on the pop talk. So.
Our next highlights are from episode 30, where we had guest host Amber Autry along with special guest Coco Speaks. This is one of my favorite episodes. I love all of our episodes with Amber, yes. But this was my favorite episode with Amber because this time, like, she was in, like, the co-captain seat,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? As, like, one of the hosts of the podcast while we had a conversation with Coco, and Amber just fits our vibe so well. If you haven't checked out any of our episodes with Amber Autry, check all of those out. She's very funny. Also, make sure to check out her comedy specials on YouTube and Don't Tell.
Oh my yes. God, I didn't know she had comedy specials.
Yes,
yeah.
Her Don't Tell special fucking rips. But my favorite my favorite moment is finding out that, like, Coco, she does valet. And she'll just, like, go to cookout. And
where? And wait, what do you mean?
She drives cars. She like valets.
Like valets cars.
Yeah.
And like drives expensive cars.
Like nice cars.
Because we thought she, when she was talking about some of the cars that she was driving, and we were like, wait, do you have like a sugar daddy or something? And she was like, well, kind of, but also I valet cars.
Yeah.
Good for her. Represent.
Yeah.
Get a fucking sugar daddy.
Yeah, have a favorite moment from that episode?
I think my favorite part is probably one of the clips we posted on social, the bloody shitty handprint, the Titanic handprint, and then somehow we go from there to a Lion King and the fucking, you remember the Simba, dude, fucking
I liked this episode because Amber is co-hosting and she asks really, like, good questions. She's very thoughtful with her questions. And all of our vibes in this episode mesh so well. Coco is so animated.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we talked about, I think we were talking about R. Kelly in this episode. And, but my favorite moment is...
not like for R. Kelly. No. We weren't like speaking on behalf of R. Kelly. We were talking shit about him. I just want to make that very clear. Very clear. Roll that beautiful bean footage of us talking shit about R. Kelly.
Also, check out her podcast. It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine.
We've both been on. Have been on. Yes.
Yeah, we've both done our little trauma dumps on there.
I'm fine. It's fine. Friend of the pod, friend Amber the pod. Autry, part of the pod.
Yes.
Special guest member of the pod. Check out these clips from our episode.
Being like, dude, I thought the Black National Anthem was the remix to, or the Black National Anthem used to be the remix to Ignition, so R. Kelly pissed that opportunity away.
You know, like, for real. Literally. Down the drain. He won't be driving for a while. No Ignition. Damn.
Oh,
the only thing he's getting hot and fresh out of the kitchen now is prison.
It's
prison,
you know. But if he would come out shaking, I'm waiting.
Oh my
we'll
God.
Put all that behind us. Okay.
Oh,
my
oh Lord. Man.
It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
At that point, at that point, it'll still be pissing on you, but
yeah,
it'll just
well,
be
yeah,
in continent.
It'll be
just be in continent.
It'll be to be in space.
Every time he has an accident, it gets hard. Right? I
don't,
oh
my God.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Standing tall.
Can you imagine having R. Kelly at your nursing home?
Can you imagine 90-year-old R. Kelly singing to his own penis like,
I believe I can fly. We had some fun, didn't we?
He puts a little mask on it. He puts a little R. Kelly mask on it.
Hey, man. Seriously, that's fucked up.
He unzips his fly, pokes it out, like, I'm trapped in the closet.
I'm out of the closet. No, he's still saying I'm trapped in the closet, but that's because he rolled his wheelchair in there and can't get out. Help me! I'm trapped in the closet.
It wasn't pee. It was like we woke up and there was a bloody shitty handprint.
What?
Hang on. Time out.
Yeah, well done. Who the fuck would sleep that out loud?
What the fuck? Wait, I'm sorry, we're in a haunted house?
Okay, so tell us this story, Amber. Please fill us in.
Motel 6 situation?
Bates.
They left the light on for you.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I woke up wet.
And it was like a bloody shitty handprint, like Titanic.
Bloody and where? Shitty. It's like both of those liquids together.
Yeah, was it a blood, like blood and shit mixed together, or was it just like a shitty handprint of blood, like it only had four fingers? What is happening?
Have you ever seen Lion King?
Simba!
Rafiki! Hello.
What was it like?
And then I saw my dad.
He was like, we gotta get the hell up out of here. I cannot get laid in there.
What's our next one?
Okay, episode 32, Lydia.
Next take, dude. I don't know.
Episode 32, Lydia Popovich and Taryn Feldman.
Who is she?
Who the fuck is that? Do I need a weapon?
Yeah. Yes. Do you not have mace or a taser?
No.
You don't have a knife? You got nothing?
I have kitchen knives.
That don't count.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like... No, I don't have anything. What was it? This was me running down into the kitchen and grabbing a knife. You didn't get that?
Yeah, you need something.
I acted it beautifully.
Taser. You did hair spray.
Yeah,
a net gun and a trident. Something.
Yeah. A trident?
Actually, a net gun and a trident would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
If somebody broke in your house and just like, poof. And then it's kind of like got wrapped in a net, and then you just poked him in the ass till they
left.
Yeah,
I was like, think again, fuck face.
Let me ask you this.
Squirt him with a water bottle. Like, yeah.
They don't like the orange oils. You gotta get them. You gotta get them up close.
Make sure him in the ass. Spray some citrus oil in there. It'll sting more, dude.
Hi, I'm Taryn Feldman. And today I'm gonna teach you about defense.
Yeah, the Aquaman today, home defense system.
Yeah, and today I wish a motherfucker would. And I'm gonna teach you how to defend yourself as a single woman living alone.
Exactly. Well, let me
one
ask you this.
Trident.
Yeah. I love that fucking, hi, I'm Taryn Feldman, and today I wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah. Today I'm gonna teach you about home defense as a single woman.
A single woman home defense system. One. Trident.
Dude, imagine you running downstairs with a trident like it's like a
like I'm Ariel's dad in
yeah,
The Little
like
Mermaid.
You're just fucking just yeah.
I'm half fish. The king of the ocean.
Just running downstairs like a drunk Jason Momoa with a movie props.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
I wish a motherfucker would.
With a tiny little Orville.
Oh,
and two
my
deaf idiots.
God, what is that? The Fall Guy? The Ryan Gosling movie, The Fall Guy? Have you guys watched that yet?
Uh-uh. No.
Oh my God, I watched it on the plane the other day.
Is it good?
On a Southwest flight. Hilarious.
No.
Hilarious.
Really?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Well, because Ryan Reynolds is funny.
Ryan Gosling.
Sorry.
Oh, he's also funny.
And he's not. Yeah. He's Kristen Stewart with a shorter haircut. But
Kristen Stewart.
In the movie, like, the movie itself is very funny. Everyone else in the movie is very funny.
Oh.
The fact that he is very kind of like monotone and straight faced is like the role they have him play because he's a stuntman, like a Hollywood stuntman. Mm-hmm. So he's constantly like set on fire, crashing things, dropped off buildings. And his job is basically just to take it and be like, cool.
Yeah.
You know? But that movie is so insanely funny at so many parts, like, that you don't expect. And Hannah Waddington from Ted Lasso, big tall lady, from Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
She is in it. She is incredible. She's one of my favorite parts of the whole movie.
Okay.
Not surprising.
And also Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's the Quicksilver from the Marvel movies.
Oh, okay.
And also the dude from Kick-Ass. Like the older boy. Everybody remembers Chloe Grace Moretz as the little girl who says fuck a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The movie with the little kid superhero. But like the teenager boy, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
Also, weird backstory on Aaron Taylor Johnson. We can use this for the Patreon or whatever.
We're still in the Patreon.
Yeah, but...
we're way past 30 minutes.
Really?
She's got a timer going. Oh. I don't think we're past 30 minutes.
35.
Yeah.
And we...
It started early, so... Yeah. Oh, okay. We got like a couple minutes of nothing, and then we got our direction.
Yeah.
Okay. But Aaron Taylor Johnson, this is like a weird thing that I know. So, Catherine Bigelow, the female director who did the movie The Hurt Locker.
Great movie.
Yes.
Great movie.
Fantastic movie. She's like the first like female director to like win or get nominated for an Academy Award for that movie or whatever. She's James Cameron's ex-wife.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right.
Okay.
So, Catherine Bigelow has The Hurt Locker. Wins the award and gets all this, like, you know, clout and everything like that. Kick-Ass comes out. Somewhere between The Hurt Locker and Kick-Ass, Catherine Bigelow meets Aaron Taylor Johnson. They get married.
Okay.
So, older woman, younger man. Big age gap thing. But for whatever reason, after that, like, Aaron Taylor Johnson, like, he was in a bunch of, like, good movies that didn't get a lot of attention.
So finish your story about Jonathan Taylor Jackson.
All right, so the famous Jet Jackson was in Kick-Ass.
There's an age gap.
Austin Butler Johnson is...
Dakota Johnson was married to Hannah Dasher. I don't know. I can't.
So Hannah Gadsby and Jonathan Taylor Thomas are in this movie. And no. So Aaron Taylor Johnson, the teenager from Kick-Ass, who obviously not a teenager in real life, slightly older, but plays a teenager in Kick-Ass, gets married to James Cameron's ex-wife, the director of The Hurt Locker, Catherine Bigelow. And he is in a bunch of, like, really good movies. Like, he's in that Oliver Stone movie, Savages, with, like, him and the Taylor Kitsch dude from Friday Night Lights, the handsome one with the jawline. And who else was in that movie? Selma Hayek. All of these incredible, like, actors, actresses, Oliver Stone, like, Academy Award, Oscar winning director, whatever. And that movie flops. And then he does, he was in a couple other things that, like, didn't do well. They ended up, like, the Kick-Ass movies got sequels. And, like, you know, like, they didn't do as well as the first one.
Yeah.
And then, luckily, he got the Marvel role, and that kind of turned things around. But it'd be interesting to, like, find out more about, like, what was going on behind the scenes during that time period. Because it really did seem like it was, like, he's married to an older woman, and then his career just kind of...
fell apart.
Well, his not sex life apart. Just went beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. Not like it, like, fell apart. He kept getting things.
It just that they were
flopping.
But, like,
those things weren't, like, for whatever reason, he would do things and the industry would just be like, you know?
Huh. He'll
But then Marvel does what Marvel does. Disney does what they do, like what they did with Robert Downey Jr. and everybody else. And they were like, ah, we'll put him in something. And then he's back. Yeah. And he's bigger than ever and stuff like that. But it's interesting. I don't know why. It's just interesting to me how that works. Like, so that Oliver Stone movie with him and the Taylor Kitsch dude.
Mm-hmm.
That movie kind of flops. Doesn't make money. Somehow the marketing for an Oliver Stone movie doesn't get marketed.
Crazy.
The Taylor Kitsch dude, it's coming off the Friday Night Lights, does that movie, and then he does like the Battleship movie, like the big, like based on a board game,
yeah.
You know, with Rihanna and the Tarzan dude, the Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah.
That movie bombs at the box office. Even though it's a big budget blockbuster movie with a stellar cast, it bombs. Flops. Disney gives him John Carter. Based on like the old book series, they give him John Carter of Mars. Disney makes John Carter with him as the lead character. It flops.
And is that in that time period
That's in that time period where his buddy that he did the Oliver Stone movie is also experiencing a career decline. And then they do this movie together, and then this guy's career also.
Interesting.
Huh. You think it might have been the industry.
Taylor Kitsch, also in that time period, does one of the X-Men movies and plays Gambit in one of the X-Men movies that bombs. It gets like critically like demolished.
So anyone that's like working with them is also experiencing this.
Yeah. This is one of my like Hollywood deep conspiracies.
Like the iceberg, the deep dive.
You know what I mean? Like something similar happened way back when Ashton Kutcher first got with Demi Moore.
You're right.
Like when Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore first got together, all of a sudden Punk'd gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
The movies that Ashton Kutcher does are
Hollywood doesn't support such an age
younger
gap.
Younger men with older women.
Yeah.
Why? Everybody wants to fuck an older woman.
Well, I mean, that might be true, but they're not down to support.
It's fucking weird.
It's weird, yeah, but you're right. Because, he was in Butterfly Effect.
Right.
Which is
an incredible movie.
It's one of the best. It's so,
so
good.
So critically underrated because the critics ignored it. So people who like get their, ooh, this is a good movie because, oh, Siskel and Ebert gave it 2 thumbs up or whatever, never heard of it.
Yeah.
People found Butterfly Effect by accident because it was like video stores were still alive at that point in time. I found that movie at a video store.
I found that at Movie Gallery. We rented it.
Your Movie Gallery.
Yeah, the cover was super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Butterfly Effect was sick.
Ashton Kutcher and Amy Smart in this weird, like, time travel, he's able to affect the outcome of the future situation.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Incredible movie.
Bomb. I never heard of him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Has that happened with anyone else?
Ashton Kutcher's career didn't really, like, fully make a comeback until he did the Ranch.
Yeah.
Until they brought him back as, like, with a sitcom. They literally made Ashton Kutcher start his career over.
Yeah, if you think about it.
They literally were like, oh, you want to be back? You have to start back at a sitcom.
Yeah, and we're going to get that. That sitcom's not going to last because your partner in it is a piece of shit.
Oh.
The Ranch was actually good.
The show was incredibly good.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Can I go on the internet on this? Or is it going to go? Is it going to fuck that up?
No, you can go on the internet.
Can I watch porn?
Don't type porn in.
I'm not going to.
I just don't want you to see what I look at.
I know what you look at.
You have no idea what I look at.
I can... Oh, so sorry. I can take a guess as to what you look at.
That's actually my favorite Amber episode.
Mm. Tajay and Amber.
Ooh, is that a good one?
That's a really good one. Very riff heavy. That's the one where we dive deep into like society.
This is the episode that we recorded and then released, and we made the joke about being flagged by the FBI. We had this whole political debate on the podcast, and then put out the clip about being flagged and the joke about being flagged by the FBI like 2 days before there was an actual assassination attempt on the president.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
We had our podcast first
like Matt Groening moment. Do you know what I mean? Where people are like, can that guy from The Simpsons tell the future? We had that on with our podcast.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Rut row.
Yeah, the comments on the clip were all like, the timing of this is diabolical. And I was like, no. Things just be happening. Yeah, but that was a fun episode. And we did talk about your bully in that one, too.
Did one of them die?
That passed away, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
He didn't do it. Sorry for your loss, honey.
No. I felt like that meme. Do you remember like the Doge memes where it was like, so good boy.
Yeah.
So fetch. So, you know, whatever. It was like, when I heard it, it was like, oh, so tragedy. So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, so stages of grief.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun episode.
Oh my God. Yeah. The getting flagged by the FBI was crazy.
No one is treated well. Like, what do you think it's going to take for us to just like revolt?
Here's what's great. Is like we've passed like the point societally where like the government treats us so poorly that we should have had like a French Revolution kind of situation already. Mm-hmm. The problem is the government anticipated that. That's why they cut school funding. They don't teach the French Revolution. They made us too dumb to revolt.
Yeah. And you get distracted.
Collectively, we're too dumb to be like, this is wrong.
Yeah, you know what they did? They made it so hard to live in this country that no one's thinking about revolting. We're all just thinking about surviving.
True. Yeah. You see that, like, Facebook posts every now and again where it's like, on Tuesday, we're all logging out of Facebook. You're like, this is it.
I'm doing something.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. But I think the pendulum does swing, though. Whether it's when we're alive or not, I feel like we will go back to, like, everybody living on the land doing their own thing, no government type shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
I think but it will swing.
It's going to, I feel like it's going to take something, like, drastic, like, something crazy. Because when somebody got power like that, they'll do whatever it takes to let it go.
That's the,
unless
like,
someone kills them. And well, there's some crazy motherfuckers.
You just got put on the list, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got put on the list.
Yeah. Every view
write
of this
episode.
Every view this episode gets, this is going to be from the FBI.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's getting flagged.
Yeah. Weird. This episode has 80,000 views out of nowhere, dude.
There's that many FBI.
The government's that's massive, dude. That's part of the problem.
So many people. Yeah.
That's why it's so hard.
Never mind. You guys keep doing whatever you're...
Episode 33 with we introduce Kyler Finney into the gang.
Ooh.
I love Kyler.
Dude, Kyler is amazing. Also, we did that entire episode and then didn't figure out until like afterwards that was the first time Kyler had ever been on any podcast.
Yeah. His first podcast
his
ever.
His first podcast appearance out the gate. He's just firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, natural.
What was the thing
Cabaret Cabernet.
Where we all sing Mulan together.
And I thought you guys were talking about
Moulin
Rouge.
We were singing about Moulin Rouge, yeah. And that's how we got to Cabernet Cabaret.
Yeah, because I was like, I thought you were talking about Cabaret, and he's like, no, I was talking about Cabaret or Cabernet.
Yeah.
Or did I just flip flop? Did I just dyslexic that? I may have.
Sometimes I'm
dyslexicing all of these episodes.
Sometimes I go so gay, I go Cabernet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so gay, I went Cabaret.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great line.
Yeah.
What a great fucking line.
Yeah, to come out swinging, first podcast ever. He just sat down and hung in there, and it was, he's a funny man.
He's just
one of those guys who's just naturally funny, and he's such a sweet guy on top of it. Like, he's just someone where it's like, okay, I'm with Kyler, no one's gonna fuck with us.
Well, I think that's part massive. Of what makes him so fun. Like, he's so sweet, he is funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just such a big, gentle human that when he says things, you're just, you don't expect them to come out of such a large man. And that's what kind of makes him funny.
Yeah. He looks like that and he didn't even play football.
Yeah, he's built like Mike Tyson's bodyguard. Do you know what I mean? Meaning he protects other people from Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But yeah. he's built like that, and then he'll just say something like snuggled up reading Agatha Christie novel and my favorite cashmere, and you're like, what did you say?
With my eye mask on and my slippers.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
Yeah.
I did a clay mask face peel last night and put my feet in my favorite slippers. And
you sure did, Queen.
Read the latest issue of People magazine, and you're like, you're goddamn right. Did you have a bubble bath? And it's like, you know what? I did have a bubble bath.
I watched him at Third Coast Comedy Club buy a saxophone off of another comedian. And I was like, you play sax? And he was like, yeah. And he was just like, burr, burr, burr. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Wait, was he actually playing, like, good?
Yeah, he can play.
Oh, I thought you were just like, he was like, yeah, I can. And then I was just like, burr, burr, burr,
No, he, like, actually could play.
Have him play the sax.
That's hilarious.
He could actually play.
It's That's amazing.
Not something you would expect coming from such a large man.
No. He's a dainty soul.
It's a giant man, and you wouldn't think it, but those sausage fingers are supremely delicate.
Yeah.
And dexterous.
Yeah. He also has a demo company. That's how I met him.
Yeah. Demolition.
Yeah, he came to give Demolition me an estimate. Man. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't remember him.
It's like the only thing about his size that makes sense.
He's a real-life Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
He's a demolition man that'll just bust your house down, but go like, hey!
Yeah.
And everyone's always excited for him to be there.
Yeah.
No one's ever angry at the Kool-Aid man for knocking the hole in the wall.
No.
Why ever. Would you be?
Because he's
like, oh my God, he did it, but look, he's so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a kind.
And he's got Kool-Aid. Now, check out that episode with Kyler Finney and Taryn Feldman.
I know we just said Kool-Aid a lot, but shout out to Friends of the Pod, Liquid Death.
Cherry Obituary is adult Kool-Aid for me. Mm. I love it so much.
Oh, I don't think I've ever tried it.
It is adult Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's the best flavor. It's so good.
It really is.
I'm just saying that Mulan song goes hard.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
Some lady was singing it at, oh my God. We were at Rosie's Twin Kegs Friday night, and there was a lady there singing it in a wheelchair. Let's get down to business. That song. She was in a wheelchair singing it. Everybody was singing it. It was awesome.
Wait, what?
The song from awesome. Mulan.
It was a fever dream. It was amazing.
What song from Mulan?
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Like the song they sing when they start the training montage?
Yeah.
When he's like, what?
Mulan Rouge?
Yeah, he's like, what? They sent me a bunch
Disney's
of bitches?
Mulan.
Oh.
Who are you talking about?
I'm so gay, I went cabaret. I'm so sorry. I was thinking Mulan Rouge.
Sometimes I go so gay, I go cabernet.
Epi 34, we did in Austin with Cam Bertrand and
Mike Stevens,
one of the funniest fucking dudes.
No relation, spelled different.
Yeah. Yes.
His Stevens is with a V.
Yeah.
One of the funniest
the
fucking
Stevens
dudes.
With a V is spelled with a PH, and the Stevens without a V is spelled with a V. That was confusing to say.
My brain was like,
that was a good episode, though. You guys shot it at Cam's studio in Austin.
Yes, shot it at Cam's
Hey Let's Complain
studio.
Shout out
his podcast. Cam Bertrand in Austin with Mike Stevens. And, God, we talked a little bit about everything.
Yeah. My favorite part from that episode, though, was Mike telling the story of him getting dropped off at school and how he had a complete fucking meltdown outside in the car with his mom. Like, she was dragging him out. And when he got up to the classroom, he noticed that everyone looked at him and that he could see the car from the classroom. So everyone watched him
have that meltdown.
Meltdown.
Yeah.
and then we see him having a meltdown.
And then we riffed on it with like there was so many riffs, like the him freaking out. I can't remember any of the riffs though. There's some good riffs.
Oh yeah.
Like the Exorcist.
He just like wipes his eyes and comes in and he's just like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And they're all just like, "Oh."
Yeah, Cam was like, he tries to go into class and they just lock the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
We had a surprise party planned for you, but now we don't feel safe.
my mom dropped me off for was it Sunday school. And I was like, I do not want to go. And I was screaming. And my mom was literally pulling me out of the car, like unprying my hands. And I'm screaming in front of this window. And I looked like a little demon redhead kid. I'm like, you will never fucking take me. And then I'm walking. And then finally she gets me like to the classroom. I walk in the classroom and like the whole class is quiet. And I realize I look out the window and I see my car. And I'm like, they all just witnessed all, like 15 minutes of like, no! I did not go. And the teacher was like, this is our new student.
The funniest thing is you having to just like sit down regularly in class and be like,
oh yeah.
They'd be like, what's up, guys? Did you guys, to be here.
Terrifying, dude.
Did you guys watch Beyblade yesterday?
Yes. Let's learn about Jesus. Like, this is fucking awful, dude. Yeah.
Weird weather we're having today.
Yeah. There was no fitting in at that
point. All the other kids are trying to put blocks in the thing. Yeah.
They're hiding their pencils from me and shit.
Oh, God. Like, all right.
Surprisingly, everyone colored inside the lines. the teacher's
like, all right, nap time. You do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I'm like levitating in the back.
Everybody's watching through the window. They're like, oh, he fucking bites.
Yeah.
Oh, he bites for sure.
This is what Jesus warned us about. Yeah, dude. Oh, a little demon kid.
Oh,
it's brutal. So embarrassing, though.
They're just like, yeah. I don't think so he should be here.
Yeah.
Like, can he go to a different
he
class?
He needs Jesus. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I was like the badass in Sunday school.
It's so funny, too. Like,
shut up.
Somebody pries you out of the car. You're walking you to the front, getting dragged. Ah! You get to the door, they've already locked it. They're in the window. We're closed today.
They've activated a school shooter drill, dude.
They call an exorcist. They start splashing me with water. Like, oh,
there's just a guy on the roof. Go away!
Dude, the worst part, I was wearing like this, like, I had like suspenders on, like a bow tie and shit.
So in the bad. Hallway, there's just a row of people locked on. They're like, you cannot pass.
Red Rover, don't come over.
Don't throw a holy water at me.
I'm like, what? It's so weird, though, yeah.
Oh, it was Sunday school also.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like school.
Fucking
it was
religious.
Sunday school. Yeah, that's what it was. That was the riff was about. The riff was like, that one's possessed.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just levitating in the back of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, and another episode shot in Austin was Fiona and Matt.
Matt.
Yes. Episode 35.
Yes, is our second episode with Fiona. First episode with Fiona and Matt Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the week we were all in Austin together. It was the week I sold out the Vulcan. We did the sold out weekend in Fort Worth.
Yes.
And Matt and Fiona were both on Kill Tony. Mm. That was Fiona's like second appearance, and then mm-hmm. Matt got the bucket draw at the end. Fucking shout out Matt Taylor and Fiona Cawley, friends of the pod.
Yeah.
That's a very fun episode. That was the one where Fiona told us the story about she had a boyfriend that had like cheated on her, but karma, they went on an international vacation together. And there was a situation where their Airbnb had an outhouse. And there's like a special lever thing you had to use, like if you were going number one and number two, because like number one basically like put down like a little strainer thing for you to like pee into, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she didn't flip it when she went to the bathroom, and then the boyfriend that had cheated on her that was on the vacation with her had to go and like force it down. The
her shit or his shit?
Her shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. You guys have to hear her tell it.
Hope you're happy.
You said she had to waffle stomp her shit down.
Oh yeah. My God.
So funny.
Yeah, she made that man Joey Diaz her poop down the outhouse drain in Scotland.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when I pass away.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so good.
Poor potty dive.
I forgot about that. This is actually so embarrassing. I hate that I brought this up.
No, we love it. Hear this.
All right, you don't know this. Okay. Yeah, 6.5 years ago. So I was walking with a cane. I was in Scotland. And I went to the Highlands with the guy I was dating at the time, and they had like an outhouse on this like Airbnb. It was like a very hippy dippy, like, you know what I mean? Like I was little staying Hobbit in the house. Little, yeah. So we had to use this thing, and it was a compost bathroom situation. So when you pee, you put this one thing down, and it, like, is just for pee. And then when you poop, you lift it up, and it goes into a different area. There's...
Yeah. You gotta sort the ones from the twos.
Yeah. I did not know this. Okay. And when you pee, it's like a strainer is what it looks like in there. I had to poop.
You pooped in the strainer?
I pooped in the strainer. And I'm disabled. Okay. So I couldn't stand there long enough to try to fix it. This guy dating at the time hated me already had to go in with a fucking stick and push the waffle shit through.
Wow, he had to mush it down?
No, waffle stomp your poop through a strainer.
Oh, man.
But he was already cheating on me, so I feel like karma anyways.
Also, the Vulcan ripped. That week was a lot of fun.
Dude, the Vulcan ripped.
That was such a fun show.
Yeah, that
insane.
Was
insane.
That was one of the best sets I've ever had. That was so.
Yeah, that was. That was. I can concur.
Jody took those insane pictures. Shout out Jody Dominguez.
Dominique. Jody Domain. It's spelled like Dominique, but it's Domain.
Jody Domain. Okay.
I've known her for
Jody
15
Domain.
Years.
Jody Domain.
Jody Domain. Jody Domain. 200% Texas. She is fucking wild.
She is.
Wow.
What was that? 4th of July,
too. Oh, shit.
Oh, that was also the same trip to Austin where we met Jody at that...
The titty
park.
Oh,
place.
The titty
boobs park. In the water.
Yeah, because that was you and Jody just kept going like, ooh, titties.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're going to... If you're going to take your top off, I'm going to look at them, and then I'm going to ask everybody around to also join me and look at your titties.
No. I was just trying to, for the record, I was being a good boy. I was trying to read. I was reading.
You were also looking at titties.
And I had my headphones on, and then you guys would be like, hey, did you see the boobies over there? And I'd be like, what, you guys saw what, the boobies? Oh, boobies.
Yeah.
I was on like boob alert. Yeah. I was like, dude, tits. I was pointing them out.
Yeah, your fucking spidey senses were going on.
Sydney went full Sheldon from Big Bang Theory and was just like, bazinga, 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 bazinga.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some big bazingas.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, that week
that
was
place
fun.
Was fucking weird.
That place weird. Was weird. That's where we saw the dog. Remember the two drug addicts?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh my
God. I don't think we've ever talked about this on the pod.
Is there a way?
I don't think we did.
But is there a way to cut Jody's story? Oh, you have the video?
I have the video.
And put it into this episode?
Yes.
Yes.
So funny.
Yeah.
So unhinged.
So weird.
Yeah.
So we're at this river, water, like park thing. In Austin.
I know, Barton Springs. What was it called? Barton Springs.
Barton Springs, yep. Barton Springs in Austin. We're on the inside part of the park, like where you like pay for entry and there's like a fence up around it and stuff. But there's a part.
Two parts of the park. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then there's the other part of the park on the outside of the fence where like there's still river and water and it's like free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. The problem is the people that hang out on that side of the park and that side of the fence are very sketchy. And
very
so we
sketchy.
Were sitting inside the fence in like the back corner of the park area. We'd set up, but laid our towels and stuff out on the grass and
we're secret
hanging
eating.
Out. Yeah. But we're right next to the path that goes down the side of the fence to the sketchy part of the park, right? And these former gay lovers were having a
quarrel.
Lover's quarrel.
Yeah.
Over a pug.
I don't know if it was over the dog or not, but the pug was now involved in this domestic dispute.
Yeah. I think it was over the pug.
It sounded it like it was over the pug.
It was over the pug.
Yeah, they were definitely arguing over who gets to take the pug.
Yeah. Also, so we're very clear about this, the age gap between these lovers, wider than the age gap between Aaron Johnson and Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big age gap.
Big age gap.
But the old one is carrying a stick. No, the young one has the stick.
The young one has the stick.
The young one has the stick, and the older one is Michael Myers walking and stalking him up the trail. As the younger one with the stick and the pug is trying to get away from him and still fighting with him, like verbally arguing with him. And the most insane thing.
Just the words they were saying to each other was crazy.
Oh my God.
And we have it all on video.
We have a lot of it on video.
Yeah, we have a lot of it. Yeah. Touche.
I just remember we were so intensely watching this whole dispute go down, and then at one point, way off in the distance in the field,
you see the guy would pick up the pug and run. And because now the guy is not Michael Myers in him, he is full
he
on
went
cheetah
around.
Chasing him.
Yeah, because he went around, and we were like, damn, that
across
was crazy.
This parking field.
And then all of a sudden, they come back, and we're like, it's not done.
It's not over.
Holy shit, it's not over. Get your fucking cameras
the
out.
The only thing this video is missing is
titties.
No, it's the like that old the comedy music. Do you know what I mean? Like the or whatever while all of this is happening.
Yeah.
Just some circus music or something. There we go.
Yeah.
Benny Hill music. That's what I was looking for.
Copy that.
There's a little Benny Hill set theme song to it.
Yeah.
Wild.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Oh God.
That was crazy.
I
laughed, Jody.
So
I know.
Hard.
I laughed so hard. We're like trying to secret eat sandwiches out of a fucking bag. That place that was so weird.
It's a strange
while
place.
We were getting attacked by ants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of ants. I get why they said don't bring food.
I know, we were like, we don't know your fucking red ants. We don't know your bite ants.
When they were like, we have an ant problem, you can't have food, I was like, oh, okay. And then there's so many ants, and I was like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, you're right, we're wrong.
My
you're
bad.
And we'll change.
Sorry.
Fucking put your hands on me, dude. I'll fuck you up. Come on, Dobby. God bless America. Yeah. See if that fucking happens again, Richard.
Come on with it. I'll do it again.
You're gonna stab me, dude?
No, dude.
Over
I'll
a fucking dog I'm
ass.
Trying to bring to see you?
Come on, I'll bite your ass, dude.
I'm bringing this dog over here to see you, motherfucker.
No, dude, you can't do that to that dog with me.
He wants to see you, dog.
Dude, the thing don't work like that. He wants to come back home with me.
It's not worth a fight, dog.
Come on, dude.
Nah. Fucked up.
Come on, dude.
Nah.
I'm good. You bring that
dog with you? Nah, you put your hands on me first, motherfucker.
Hey, I'll put your hands on you. I'll put my hands on you again. Like you do all these.
Somebody just give me the dog. I think neither of you deserve the dog.
Has anyone thought about asking the dog once?
Yeah, what does the dog want? The dog clearly wants to go with the
leave me alone! Leave me alone! Don't put your hand on me anymore!
Oh my God.
What the fuck? And then we did one last episode in Austin with Ivory Jones. episode 36. Gosh.
That's
psychedelic
a fun episode.
Frog drug.
Yes.
Moments.
Talk about our insanely wild little friend Ivory Jones. we have such a crazy episode. We talk about him breeding the psychedelic frogs and snakes and all the other reptiles that he breeds. And we talk about comedy and all of the show. Just what a wild episode.
What a wild episode.
Also, Ivory Jones is the same person. He texted me yesterday because he's like, you read my text message on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, he clipped that up.
Yeah.
Because he got to open for Big J at the Addison Improv.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably how he knows that you're going to be on the radio show.
Yep, that's exactly how he knows.
He added 2 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did some math. Yeah, it's a good episode. That guy, he's lived such an interesting life.
Yes, he sure has.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He makes pickles and fucking brisket. Like,
and hot sauce.
And what a supportive king, dude. Just a supportive little king. He's a modern day Samwise Gamgee right there.
I don't know who that is, but you're probably right.
Yeah, you do. Sean Astin. You can do it, Mr. Frodo.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm here.
I don't know if I'm here.
Doug from 51st Dates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, he showed up to the pod with brisket. It's food.
Yeah, he literally showed up with food.
His merch is...
I made you guys brisket. His merch is pickles and hot sauce.
Yeah.
If you're into that, check him out.
Well, and reptiles also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said when he was doing the Big J weekend at the Addison Improv, he literally was selling snakes in the parking lot, too.
Wow.
Which is...
illegal? Question mark?
No, he has all the paper. It was someone bought one from him and he met them at in the parking lot. Yeah.
Listen.
That tracks.
What an interesting guy.
What an interesting dude. So I know we've got like 10 more episodes to break down. I do want to just throw a little wrench in there and talk about this movie that we've been wanting to talk about. I'm forgetting the name. I'm blanking on the name. Bones and All.
Bones and All.
Oh my God.
I don't
know
fully how Sydney feels about it. I didn't know how you felt about it fully.
I thought it was a really good movie. The first like 5-7 minutes, like that opening scene, I'm hooked. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? I thought I was like, oh, this is like a lesbian love story. And then she just goes, hunk, and I was like,
dude, we did the same thing.
Yeah,
we were like, what the whole, so many times we were like, dude, what?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
What the actual fuck is going on?
Actually, who wrote that? Was that based on something, a book or anything?
Yeah, there's a book.
It was based on a book. Yeah,
there's a book.
It was also based on Danny's recommendation.
Yes.
Yeah. Amigo the Devil. Yeah. That was an insane movie. It was really good. I hated the ending. I mean, I got it, but like it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because it like led up and I was like, oh, they're actually going to like do
it.
And then that creepy son of a bitch.
Yeah. Actor Mark Rylance.
He was so incredible, dude. Very good at playing creepy guys.
Yeah.
Him drooling just had me. I was like, this dude needs some kind of award or something. He did it so well.
Yeah.
You almost felt bad for him.
Do you want to know what's insane?
Yes.
Is we watched that movie after we watched Long Legs.
Yeah.
Which we loved.
Yeah.
But Mark Rylance was so creepy in Bones and All, he made us forget all the fuck about Nicolas Cage in Long Legs.
I couldn't get past how I could just tell it was all makeup. I can't get past that.
Oh. I couldn't get past how I was like, oh, he looks like Marilyn Manson.
Nicolas Cage?
In Long Legs.
I haven't seen that one.
You're just saying that because he's really pale and it looks like he's wearing white makeup?
And I feel like the way, like, a lot of the prosthetics are shaped, like, the cheek shape is very similar to, like, the Marilyn Manson, like, that round cheek shape. Like, they changed the chin.
Yeah, and his whole face chin, is prosthetics.
But a lot of, like, from here up, it's, I'm like, literally, I'm just like, if you cover the chin, it's Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Is that a wild movie, too?
It's pretty wild. Okay, I thought it was really well done. And original. And I thought Nicolas Cage did a really good job too.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting villain. But I couldn't get past the makeup.
Mm.
Like, I just, like, the guy, the bad guy in Bones and All, to me was more realistic looking.
Well, because it was just
I know, yeah, but
that was just acting. That was insane.
Yes, but there's a way though that you can. I mean, the makeup was dope. I'm not hating on anybody. I don't know, whatever. Okay, great. Go watch everything.
Yeah.
Go watch all of it. Back to the episodes. Episode 37. John Dollar. Alex Jones gets stanky. Who was on that one with you? Oh, Kyler Finney's on that one. We see Kyler Finney again.
Our fastest demonetized episode we've ever released.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Yeah, literally demonetized before it even finished uploading. YouTube was like, we don't fucking think so, dude. Mm-mm.
Even with all the editing I did, too.
Yeah.
Even with the bleeping.
Just a wild, wild episode.
Wild ride.
With John Dollar, Kyler is in that episode with us, and we are all on that ride together.
Yeah.
We are just.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster where you're like, is this gonna stay latched?
Am I gonna fucking die?
Yeah.
Am I gonna Final Destination right off this motherfucker or what?
It's you showed up at the park and you're like, oh, this week the roller coaster is wooden and we're in the end seats on the back where you get the whiplash.
Yeah, and it's the 80s.
Right
again.
Off the tracks.
Jesus. Yeah. Great. So,
yeah.
Go
also, the
watch
guy
it?
Operating the ride has a hook for a hand.
Yeah.
And so, one eye. Do you want people to watch it or no?
Well, you have to.
Yeah,
well,
you got
clear.
Well, yeah,
the demonetization. I don't know.
Well, that's why you got to watch it.
Oh, okay. Let's get the money.
Yeah.
Let's get it back up, and we're back in episode 39. Justin Wagner, who was on that one?
Kyler.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, those us Kyler and Justin Wagner. What was that one?
It's great hair.
Huh?
He's got great
hair.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, Justin Wagner with the good hair.
Yeah.
That's the episode that people got all riled up about because we talked about the trans fish.
Yeah.
We talked about the Finding Nemo, the trans fish stuff.
Yeah.
And people did not like that.
Well,
Some people really liked it. Actually, there was a lot of comments that were like, I feel seen, or look at these three big dudes talking about this.
That they love trans, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they thought Sydney was a dude.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. There were.
Justin's not a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a
little guy.
No, some of the comments were like, look at all these men talking about this. And I'm like,
yeah. Look at all these straight dudes talking about gay rights.
Yeah.
Well,
listen.
I don't know about all that, but
there's like 300 species that exist in nature that can transition gender. I feel like humanity forgets that we're part of nature.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and so when you look at nature, when you look at all the different species that exist in nature, there's like 300 species that exhibit transgenderism.
Yeah.
There's like 300 species that exist in nature that can transition genders.
What animals?
It's like there's fish, lizards.
There are frogs, you know.
In my material, I've been talking about it. I use the clownfish as the example. Like that exists in nature. So to assume that it doesn't exist in humans or it's unnatural
crazy.
In humans is
wild.
Like I'm from a very small country town.
Same.
You know, so not the most progressive place in the world growing up. But I saw a documentary, and they were following these hummingbirds around. And there were hummingbirds who chose to have sex with other male hummingbirds. Like, Like, there's plenty of chicks. The chicks are down, but they would choose. And it was the same ones. Like, and I was like, dude, people are fucking gay. That's fine. Like, that's, it's literally thing. Yeah. People, animal, their people are just gay. It's,
people are just gay. Animals are just gay. There are transgender and gay penguins.
Well, they do the whole thing. Like, they take care of the egg. They do the whole. Yeah. They don't believe in gender roles at all, dude. Oh. Penguins are the most progressive motherfuckers. They're black and white. Dude, they're the most progressive motherfuckers in the world.
God's little biracial angels, dude.
Whatever. No, that was a good episode. Justin had a lot of, like, I don't know. I felt like we were all able to, like, have a conversation about trans women without being, like, hateful. And I felt like we, like, I don't know. I felt like I learned something.
Good, that's the point.
Yeah, I feel like we all were open.
More you know episode. Bong bong.
Yeah. Ding dong.
Yep. Yep, because we're talking about how big Kyler is. And I was talking about, like, a guy I went to high school with who is also built like that. Just a big old beefcake boy. And how that guy...
tore his asshole?
No, tore a girl's asshole in high school.
Yeah.
Tried to have anal sex and it, like,
in high school?
Her, yeah, and it tore her pouch of Douglas.
Yeah, I learned what a pouch of Douglas was.
Yeah, I didn't know that I have one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 You know what I wasn't doing in high school? Trying to get fucked in the ass. Nobody.
You weren't a good Christian?
No.
Yeah, she's from California.
No, I was getting... I didn't identify as Christian.
We're from below the Bible Belt. Yeah. So sometimes girls in the South will be like, put it in my butt so I still go to heaven.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mormons did that at my church. Or at my church. At my high school. I just wasn't. I was... I'm not going to talk about what I was doing, but I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing that.
I mean, to be fair, you guys didn't have the internet yet, so you didn't know about a lot of it.
That's
so.
True.
And speaking of buttholes, the next episode, Ryan McComb.
Wait, because Ryan's a butthole?
No, I just trying to transition.
But that was the Justin Wagner episode. I thought we were...
Oh, was that Justin Wagner?
No, you said I was trying to transition.
Oh, my God.
We try. I don't have an excuse.
I have a lot of them.
I have no excuse as to why I am the way that I am. Epi 39, Ryan McComb.
Yeah.
Who was on that one?
Kyler.
Oh.
Yeah, Kyler did a lot of co-hosting for us. Shout out, Kyler.
He's the fucking best.
He is. That was right after Ryan put out his special on Drybar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Shambles.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yes. We talked to, I think that's the episode we talked about, like, the mutual combat laws.
Yes.
Hold on. To your point, really quickly, I'm just watching this episode. Kyler... The big guy that we're all saying is, like, he's a big dude, but he's couldn't be kinder, is wearing a shirt of puppies. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
A shirt made of puppies.
Yeah.
But he had
Not
to get
made
that
of
shirt.
Puppies.
But he had to get that shirt special made because he is built like a piece of farm equipment.
Yeah. He's yoked out. He's yoked out daddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, as you were, honey. You don't fucking remember.
Yeah, hold. No.
Damn it. I'm sorry.
Ryan McComb, mutual combat laws.
There we go.
Yes.
We also talked about the neighbors. Best neighbor, worst neighbor.
Best neighbor, worst neighbor. Yeah. We talked about, like, our coolest and worstest neighbors.
Oof.
Yeah.
Woof.
And Kyler said that it was obviously the one that killed, or
his,
like,
dog.
And then Ryan was.
What?
As his worst neighbor. And then Ryan
said, Ryan's like, oh, that was my favorite neighbor.
Yeah.
Somebody killed somebody's dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd fucking...
Kyler had a neighbor when he was a kid that, like, I guess, like, killed his dog.
I'd fucking lose my fucking mind. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because the dog was getting in the garden, so the neighbor took the dog out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I hope that... I wish... Wow.
Which, what a bold move, considering...
You're mad about Petunias? Get the fuck out of here.
No, I just meant, like, as large as Kyler is now, I imagine he was also probably pretty big.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it wasn't his dog. It was his neighbor's dog. His neighbor killed his neighbor's dog.
Oh, it wasn't his dog.
No.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Yeah, his neighbor had two chihuahuas.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Is Justin Wagner on another episode 40, Justin Wagner again?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We
do another one. Kyler pops in because he's doing the weekend with...
The Joe Gatto.
Joe Gatto.
Yeah, that was the weekend, the week Joe Gatto was in Nashville.
And took a photo with you, yeah?
Yeah, because but Kyler was hosting, so Kyler had to bounce out early to get to the show for the first show. And then I went later to the late show to hang out with everybody. Yeah, that was a fun episode. What did we talk about on that episode?
I don't remember. It was also our first episode for where we had three for a while.
Yeah.
It was just us and Justin because Kyler like popped in and popped out.
Oh, fun. Hold on, I'm putting on captions.
We talked about, I don't remember what we talked about.
Again, Kyler's wearing a puppy shirt. Me personally, this is my favorite one. Danny from Amigo the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 41.
That was one of our best episodes.
Yeah.
It's the best fucking
one of our best episodes. Yeah. Danny from Amigo the Devil reading Goosebumps novels.
See you later.
His sultry voice.
Yeah, we peaked. Yeah.
Yeah, that what a fun episode. That again, Danny was the one who told us about the Bones and All movie.
Yeah.
And we kind of just like talked about his like backstory with music and just kind of,
he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
What a fun.
I didn't know he went to school to be a brewmaster either. That was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that about him either.
Yeah.
I actually haven't known him very long. I've known him.
And we wrote a country song. And we wrote a country hit.
Yeah.
Boobs in the Water.
Boobs in the Water.
Boobs in the Water.
Yeah.
Because the girls in Austin, you were like, titties. You were fully looking at the girls in Austin.
Yeah, there were a lot of titties out.
There were titties out in Austin. Yeah.
See, you're like, if it's famous titties, you're weird.
But even then, we were sitting off in the corner, and you guys were like, titties, and I was like, titties.
Yeah, I didn't know that Austin rolled like that, which is pretty sweet.
I didn't either. I was very shocked, and I turned around and just saw boobs in the water, and I was like...
What a pleasant sentence, not even in content, but... Like boobs in the water.
Boobs in the water. Yes.
Boobs in the water.
Sounds like a country song.
Boobs in the water.
Just when you thought summer couldn't get hotter, down at the lake there's boobs in the water.
Wow.
Alan Jackson is back.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh,
it was new number one hit.
Boobs in the water.
Boobs in the water. Princess get harder.
That was a great episode.
That was a fucking great episode. Yeah. Great hair.
Great hair all
around. Hair.
Yeah, and just listening to him talk about the road and like his come up and stuff is really cool.
Yeah, he's definitely a true artist. He does it for the art.
Yeah.
Episode 42, Teresa Morrison and Nick Bush, and that'll close out our recap for...
Oh, yeah. We talked about the movie. We talked about the Danny DeVito, Bette Midler movie, Ruthless People.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies from like the 80s, 90s era. It's fantastic. It's Judge Reinhold.
Do you know Bette Midler's like, I'd lose it if I ever met her.
Mm.
Do you know who Judge Reinhold is?
I don't know.
He's the younger white cop from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So Judge Reinhold and his wife kidnap Bette Midler because she's the wife of a wealthy man and they're gonna like ransom her back to her husband. But her husband is Danny DeVito, who is a crooked businessman, and him and Bette Midler hate each other, so he refuses to pay her ransom. So then Bette Midler helps Judge Reinhold fake her death and blackmail the husband, blackmail Danny DeVito.
Great movie.
It's insanely 80s? Good. 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching immediately.
It is. I want to say it is Judge Reinhold and Sally Field, but I don't think that's right. But I think they're the married couple.
Interesting.
It's good. It's very good.
Nothing like the 80s.
And
that's the episode where we casted Danny DeVito and Lion King.
Yes. The Ruthless People, I think, is how we got there. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're like, Danny DeVito played every character in The Lion King on Broadway.
Yeah.
Like a one-man show. If Danny DeVito did The Lion King as a one-man show on Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then we also recasted The Lion King with the entire cast of It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Where do I buy those tickets? Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, the D part was so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we were, like, naming all the characters, and we're like, so Danny DeVito is Simba and Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
He plays both.
Yeah. I think I saw this clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what? We said Mac and Charlie were Timon and Pumbaa.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Dennis is Scar.
Dennis is Scar.
Oh, my God.
And then I said D is Nala.
And I
then...
said D's the hyenas.
Oh, yeah, she is. Sweet D.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Great.
Yeah, that was a fun episode with Nick and Teresa. They both met in comedy and started dating. Oh, we talked about that.
Oh, they're together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
It does work out for some people.
It does.
To be both comedians, I mean.
Yeah.
And also
I thought you just meant in general.
Well,
I was
also
like,
in
yeah.
general.
You know, it does work out sometimes.
It does sometimes.
Hang in there.
Yeah. And thanks for hanging out.
I did a wedding once and I was helping set up the photo booth and I was helping with the props and there was like a whiteboard and I just wrote, I hope it works. And so many people had like, hope it works. Like at the wedding, like at the photo booth, it's so funny.
That's amazing.
That's so funny.
Hope
Instead of writing their own message, they Good were just like, luck. We'll use yours.
Yeah.
Hope it works.
Hope it works. Do you want to shout out dates before we leave?
Dates, and also that's a pretty sick looking hat you're wearing.
Yeah.
Upcoming tour dates. This episode is coming out September 18th. So tonight I will be in Buffalo, New York. Tomorrow night, September 19th, I will be in West Nyack, New York. And then the 22nd, Sunday, I will be in Baltimore, Maryland at Magoobies Comedy Club. And then next week, I go on my Pacific Northwest Get in the Van Tour presented by Oregon Roots. We're going all over Oregon and then following that up with stops in Spokane, Tacoma, and Seattle. So we're September 26th in Eugene, Oregon, September 27th in Salem, Oregon, September 29th in Portland, and then October 2nd, Seattle, October 3rd, Tacoma, Washington, and October 6th, Spokane, Washington. Bum, 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 bum. October 11th and 12th, I will be in West Des Moines, Iowa, co-headlining with Cam Bertrand. We are also co-headlining together October 18th in Manchester, Connecticut, and October 24th in Albany, New York, and October 25th and 26th in Syracuse, New York. October 16th, I will be headlining the Lookout Comedy Festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee. October 23rd, I will be in St. Louis, Missouri. October 27th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. November 6th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. November 7th, Greenville, South Carolina. Those are different places. November 9th, 8th and 9th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. November 10th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. December 15th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. December 18th, Boston, Massachusetts. December 19th, East Providence, Connecticut. And special announcement, we may have to cut this out, but just in case we can leave it in and I have a ticket link by Wednesday, January 31st, special announcement. You heard it here first. Gramercy Theater, New York City. I'm filming two shows. Special announcement. You heard it here first. January 31st, 2025, two shows at Gramercy Theater in New York City. I'm filming my next special with Homeless Pimp.
Which is fucking insane.
Wow. Let's go.
I'm filming with Homeless Pimp and his entire production team, and they are all one of us. So this special is going to be so much fun. It's a new hour. If you've seen it on the road, tell the others how much fun it is and how much fun we've been having. And come see it live. Get your tickets at ajwilkerson.com. Also, you guys, if you may have noticed, I got a new little hat here with my name on it. Mm-hmm. It's got a cool little patch. Got new merch coming soon. I've got new merch with a new merch company. We're making hats and stuff. It's even got like my logo and website and stuff on the inside of the hat. This is the prototype. This is a sample. It won't quite be this color. It'll be slightly different, but we will have new hats coming soon along with a new website. So while you can go to ajwilkerson.com or click the link in my bio on social media and sign up for updates. You get email updates for when new merch drops, when I have a big special announcement, like I'm releasing something, like a special maybe, or you want to find out where my shows are, go sign up for those email alerts, ajwilkerson.com.
Thanks also, for coming out.
Don't forget, you can go over to patreon.com and get a bonus half hour of podcast every week at patreon.com/TardationNation. See you next time.
Thanks for coming out to the Tard Yard.
What in tarnation?